tonight is for you. Total recovery. Where are you? It's wonderful you have come. You have not heard half of what is going to happen. Total recovery in your life in Jesus' name. Raise up those anointed hands. Father, we thank you tonight. We bless your name because we sense your presence already. And we know that you are going to bless your people tonight. Lord, I pray there'll be no exception tonight. Young and old, men and women, leaders and members, invitees and those who have been coming before, do something new in every life in Jesus' name. Wipe all the tears away. Take all the problems away. Everything we've had you are going to do, do everything for everyone in Jesus' name. Break the backbone of their enemy. Destroy the works of the devil. Take every incurable disease away. Put their feet on victory ground tonight in Jesus' name. Put joy in every life. Laughter in every mouth. Let it be a night of total recovery for everyone. We thank you because we know you have answered. In Jesus' name we pray. Praise the Lord. I am blessed. Say that for yourself. God bless you. You can see now we're coming to 1 Samuel chapter 30. 1 Samuel chapter 30. And I'm reading from verse 6. And David was greatly distressed, for the people spake of stoning him, because the soul of all the people was grieved, every man for his sons and for his daughters. But David encouraged himself in the Lord his God. And David said to Abiathar the priest, Ahimelech's son, I pray thee, bring me hither the ephod. And Abiathar brought thither the ephod to David. And David inquired of the Lord, saying, shall I pursue after this troop? Shall I overtake them? And he answered him, pursue. Tonight, pursue. You will overtake them. You will recover everything. For thou shalt surely overtake them, and without fail, recover all. I thought you'd say amen. Recovering what we have lost brings joy, brings new life. When you recover what you have lost, it brings a new drive in your life, a new determination. If I got this, I'm going to get more. It brings a sense of fulfillment and a source of inner strength. Brings courage to begin life all over again. And you understand that abundant life is going to begin afresh. I just read to you about David and his men. They lost everything that was precious to them. That brought sorrow, brought distress, emptiness, discouragement came. They had disorientation. There was inner turmoil. And there was total exhaustion. But then, just wishing, I wish I could have all, that doesn't solve the problem. David went to God in prayer. And he said, Lord, look at my circumstance. Look at my situation. What do I do now? Should I pursue them? If I pursue them, will I overtake them? If I overtake them, will I recover everything from the least to the greatest? And God answered. God is going to answer you tonight. And he said, pursue one. Then he said, you will overtake them, two. And then three, you will recover all. Understand? He didn't fold his hands. The unthinkable has happened. The terrible has happened. What can we do now? We're helpless. We're hopeless. They're taking everything away. No. He said, I have a God in heaven. I will talk to that God in heaven. Whatever is happening to you tonight, whatever has happened to you before tonight, we have a God in heaven. We're going to talk to that God on your behalf. This thing you have lost must come back. Your blessing must come back. The totality of everything that has gone out of your life, everything must flow back into your life in Jesus' name. No part of your life, no part of your family, no part of your possession will be in the hands of the enemy. And tonight is your night. Don't look now. I want to catch your face there. I said, tonight is your night. A night of total recovery. Where are you? Where are you? A night of total recovery. You have cried enough. You have been sorrowful enough. The times of dejection and the times of regret. Why am I here in life? That is enough. Everything is going to turn around. Joy has come. Laughter has come. Abundance has come. David prayed. David pursued. David prevailed. And David recovered all. I'm talking about you tonight. You are that David tonight. As you pray, as I pray, an explosion will take place in your life. The dynamite of heaven, the bulldozer from heaven, the caterpillar that will take all that mountain away, that thing is going to clear away. I say that thing is going to clear away. Because as we pray, we're going to prevail tonight. And everything lost in your life, in your family, in your business, in your Christian experience, you got it tonight. I'm reading from 2 Kings chapter 5. 2 Kings chapter 5. And I'm reading from verse 1. 2 Kings chapter 5, verse 1. Now Naaman, captain of the host of the king of Syria, was a great man with his master and honorable, because by him the Lord had given deliverance unto Syria. He was also a mighty man in valor. But he was a leper. All the victories became nothing. All the triumph became nothing. Look at the man. Riches, wealth, popularity, national position, national whatever. But he was a leper. And the Syrians had gone out by companies and had brought away captive out of the land of Israel a little maid, and she waited on Naaman's wife. And she said unto her mistress, would God my Lord, my Master, what with the prophet that is in Samaria, would God, I wish that my master will get to the prophet in Samaria. I wish you get to the prophet in Bagada. I said, I wish you get to the prophet in Bagada. Are you there today? Where are you today? Recovery has come. I said recovery has come. In verse 3, for he would recover him of his leprosy. Incurable disease will vanish away. That mountain of a problem, mountain of a sickness will vanish away tonight in Jesus' name. Leprosy will vanish away. Cancer will vanish away. Blindness will vanish away. That hunchback will vanish away tonight. And all those problems you've been carrying about, and it's a reproach, a reproach, a reproach upon your life tonight, everything will vanish away in Jesus' name. Look at verse 4. And one went in and told his Lord, saying, thus and thus said the maid that is in the land of Israel. And then he goes on to say, and the king of Syria said, go, I will send a letter unto the king of Israel. And he departed, and he took with him 10 talents of silver, and 6,000 pieces of gold, and 10 changes of raiment. And he brought the letter to the king of Israel, saying, now, when this letter is come to you, behold, I have therewith sent Naaman, my servant, to thee. That's to the king, that thou mayest recover him of his leprosy. Did they send him to the king or to the prophet? Let me hear you. And then he went to who? He made a mistake. But all the same, you see at the end of the story, that mistake was nullified. Whatever mistake you have made, and you go this way, instead of going this way, you are still coming back to the place you ought to be. Recovery will come to you tonight in Jesus' name. Verse 7, and it came to pass, when the king of Israel read the letter, that he rent his clothes and said, am I God to kill and to make alive, that this man does send unto me to recover a man of his leprosy? Wherefore, consider, I pray you, and see how he seeketh a quarrel with me. The thing almost turned to another war, but there's no war. I said, there's no war. You left your place and you came to Samaria. Thank God the problem is solved. I said, you left your place and you came here tonight. What are you? Are you there? The problem is solved. Verse 8, and it was so, when Elisha the man of God had heard that the king of Israel had rent his clothes, that he sent to the king, saying, wherefore hast thou rent thy clothes? Let him come now to me, and he shall know. Somebody there tonight will know. And he shall know that there is a prophet in Israel. So Naaman came with his horses, big man, VIP, and with his chariot, and stood at the door of the house of Elisha. And Elisha sent a messenger unto him, saying, go and wash in Jordan, tell me, 7 times, and thy flesh shall come again to thee, and thou shalt be clean. And thou shalt be clean. But Naaman was wroth, angry, and went away and said, behold, I thought, it's not what you think. I said, it's not what you think. I thought they'll rub oil on me, no problem. I thought they would lay hands on me, no problem. And you find somebody there that is angry, no problem. After the anger, the miracle will come. It's having wrong thought. I thought this is what they will do. And then he said, let's go back home. No, you are not going back home without recovery. You must get it tonight. And then he said, I thought it will surely come out to me and stand and call on the name of the Lord his God and strike his hand over that place and recover the leper and not Habana and Farpa. Don't mind all the arguments. After all the arguments, miracle will come. Don't mind all the wrong reasoning. After the wrong reasoning, miracle will come. Don't mind the thought that is going on in your mind. How about this? How about that? Don't mind all that. After all those thoughts that is struggling in your mind, your miracle will come. And not Habana and Pharpar, rivers of Damascus, better than all the waters of Israel. May I not wash in them and be clean? So he turned and went away in a rage. That doesn't cancel the solution. The solution is coming. I said the solution is coming. I look at you tonight. Whatever you do, whether you stand up or you sit down or you put your head on the ground or you put your legs up, tonight, you will not leave here without a miracle. Tonight is the night of your recovery. All those problems are going to be wiped away tonight. And whatever happens, and whatever does not happen, whatever you do, whatever you don't do, before you go out of that gate today, miracle upon your life. Look at verse 13. And his servants came near and spake unto him and said, my father, if the prophet had bid thee to do some great thing, wouldest thou not have done it? How much more rather then, when he says to thee, wash and be clean, then this then will happen in your life. Then went he down and did himself, tell me, 7 times in Jordan, according to the saying of the man of God. And his flesh came again. Are you seeing the house? And his flesh came again, like unto the flesh of a little child. And he was clean. And he was clean. And you are clean. And you are healed. Naaman was an incurable leper. Sick, ashamed, despised, depressed, unhappy. He needed total recovery. He did not waste away in idle inaction. He took the journey. After he heard, he acted on the information. He sought divine remedy. He corrected his wrong attitude, his wrong thinking, and eventually he obeyed, and he had total recovery. Tell the person by your side, that's my story. I have it tonight. I have it tonight. Remedy, recovery, total healing. Deliverance has come upon your life tonight in Jesus' name. Tonight I'm talking to you on the spiritual dynamics of total recovery. The spiritual dynamics of total recovery. There's dynamics in this. There is a kind of kinetics in this. There's some kind of movement. You know, this happens, that happens, and that happens. Dynamics in your life tonight, and it's going to happen. Number one, the promise of total recovery from all sicknesses. The promise of total recovery from all sicknesses. Point number two, the pursuit of total recovery of lost strength. The pursuit of total recovery of lost strength. The energy you have lost. Thank God you're going to regain it today. Weakness has set in, impotence has set in, tiredness has set in, lukewarmness has set in, disinterest, you have no interest in living again. Something new is coming tonight. Life is coming tonight. Power is coming tonight. The pursuit of total recovery of lost strength. Number three, the prayer. Somebody help me shout the prayer. Are you there? I say shout the prayer. The prayer for total recovery by every supplicant. Every supplicant. That is somebody making supplication. Somebody making petition. Somebody saying, I will not live here today until this miracle happens. Are you hearing me? I will not live here today until this recovery has taken place. Thank God, it will not be long. It will come upon your life. The prayer for total recovery by every supplicant. Number one, the promise. God has given you a promise. I said God has given you a promise of total recovery from all sicknesses. Look at those sicknesses tonight. You will not see them anymore after this meeting. Exodus chapter 15. I'm reading from verse 26. And said, if thou wilt diligently hearken to the voice of the Lord your God. Somebody there tonight is hearing the voice of God. And will do that which is right in his sight. And will give ear to his commandment and keep all the statutes. I will put none of these diseases upon thee which are brought upon the Egyptians. Every form of sickness you hear about anybody in the world in Egypt will not come upon you. Any sickness there, ask yourself, is there an Egyptian somewhere there that has this? If you discover it is belonging to the Egyptian, you are not an Egyptian, you are the Israel of God. You say, pack your load and go. You didn't say it, you just said amen. Pack your load and go. And then God said in verse, in the latter part there, for I am the Lord that healeth thee. Do you see present tense two times there? I am, I am, I am. And that great I am that I am has not changed. And he said that healeth thee. That means tonight is going to happen. I said it's going to happen. Psalm 103, I'm reading from verse 1, Psalm 103, and we're reading from verse 1, here it tells us, Psalm 103, reading from verse 1, bless the Lord, O my soul. Others have been praising the Lord, it's now your turn, you'll praise the Lord. Others have been singing, it's now your turn, you will sing. Others have been giving testimony, now it's your turn, you will give testimony. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. Who forgiveth how many iniquities? Who forgiveth how many iniquities? All thine iniquities. All thine iniquities. Where is the person the Lord is talking to? You. All those condemnations, everything will vanish away tonight. And then look at the next part there. Who healeth? Tell me. Who healeth? Make it personal now. Who healeth all my diseases? Look at verse 4. Who redeemeth thy life from destruction? Ah, you're free. I said you're free.